My name is Maria Cristina White Cruz. I am an art consultant and I specialize in religious art. We have here a tableau. It's a sort of three-dimensional wax representation. We have death, a skeleton, a crowned skeleton, and Father Time on the left-hand side, a winged elderly man pointing at a clock. The figures in the central part of the composition are in fact three different stages of decay. We have somebody who looks as if he's just died, somebody who at the feet of Father Time is also very dead and the flesh has begun to really rot and it's very dark. And the figure in the forefront of the composition, the skin and the flesh is virtually gone and we're beginning to see the skeleton. And there are rats and worms and all sorts of things eating what's left of the body. The figure in the center looks like a beggar, and it's clearly somebody who is very sick, and inevitably he's going to end up looking like the person at the forefront of the picture plane. He's sort of looking very resigned that he knows that his fate is written in stone, really. If we look at the whole picture, you think, well, how would this fit into a Christian context? Well, it's not a Christian image per se. It was obviously made within a Christian culture. I wager was probably part of a series. You know, it was a meditation on death. In a Christian context, there would be a reference to redemption that despite our bodies corrupting and turning to ashes, our soul is immortal and is going to be redeemed by God. Whereas here, there is no contemplation of light. This is a one-way ticket. It's not a return journey.